today is Ride to Work Day. Yes, Clover Moore, trying to raise the profile of cyclists, has instituted Ride to Work Day. So did you ride your bike to work today? I know I didn't. Look, I'm overweight. I don't like to ride bikes, and I live too far away to ride a bike to the city anyway. But on the way in, as is every morning when I'm on the way into the studios, I get held up by cyclists. For some reason, they love the Princes Highway. And have you ever noticed that when you're driving along, you'll be in the middle, you'll be in the left-hand lane, you've got to move into the middle lane to get around them, and they move right. They don't even attempt to get out of your way. And Max on the Drive program made an interesting point to me earlier today when we were talking, that their level of arrogance seems to be directly proportional to the amount of lycra that these people wear. So what we're doing is we're getting an arrogant group of people, and we're making special allowances for them. Look at these bike lanes in Bourke Street, for instance. Now, apparently, Clover fell off her bike today, so it serves herself bloody right for trying to inconvenience the rest of us with all these bikes. We've got a bike lane in Bourke Street that supposedly is there to alleviate carbon emissions. If you don't drive, you ride your bike instead, you reduce carbon emissions and reduce your footprint and all of that rubbish that they talk about. But we've got a situation where buses can't even get down Bourke Street anymore because the bike lanes are there. So people tell us that if you switch from your private car to public transport, well, it's better for the environment and it alleviates congestion and things like this. But not if you put bright green paint on half the road and stop the buses from driving down the road in the first place. But my real issue with this whole ride to work rubbish is, and bike lanes, is the fact that I pay registration fees, I pay license fees, I pay parking fines if I park in the wrong spot. If I go a few kilometres over the speed limit in the school zone, I get fined and I get half my road taken away and given to somebody that pays nothing. Cyclists do not pay to use the road, but they get special lanes where I've got to take half the road but pay full fare for it. Does this annoy you as much as it annoys me? It's just absolutely ridiculous, but I'd like to hear what you've got to say on it. 9805 6688, because it's frustrating, and at some point we've got to put our foot down and tell these people, especially in the Lord Mayor of Sydney, at Town Hall, the State Parliament, and Federal Parliament on issues with them too, tell them that we're just not happy, we've had enough, and we're not going to take it anymore.